Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero here on the Tour Coach Podcast, where we bring you the best mental coaches, fitness experts, teachers, players, everything from my journey in the game of golf to help you learn to play better golf, teach better golf, and enjoy the game. Come on in. We're going to have some fun. All right, joining me here on the Tour Coach is my good friend, and we work together a lot with lots of players. Emilio Gonzalez, for one, who's doing some great work. Doc, congrats on all the success. And
yeah, thanks.
You too. And I appreciate also all the help you've given me. And I thought I'd bring you on here. And we'd, one, coming up in October, we've got a new program coming out. All the details we're going to be announcing. But it'll be an online performance program to work with you and I one-on-one, have some live sessions together, as well as some practice plans and different things like that. I'm looking forward to doing that with you. I think it's going to be fun. Fun for folks.
Yeah, I agree. I can't wait. Can't wait to get that going. It'll be a lot of fun.
So, one of the questions that I get from, good juniors to young people coming up, like starting the road to becoming tour players, that are on that journey, going to Q school, or just really good amateurs, or just people trying to compete, is they'll always say like, you know, those tour players don't go through what I do, or right. I bet tour players don't have these bad thoughts, right? And these things, you and I've been with enough of them to know. And I think one of the things I wanted to talk about is that these things that you might be encountering from a mental and performance side don't make you different.
No. And just the opposite. I mean, I think the most comforting message I can give to struggling golfers or golfers looking for answers is that what you're dealing with is what every golfer deals with, regardless of where you're at. And it also doesn't end. It's sort of part of being an athlete, being a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And that message sometimes really helps right away, because most of our struggles come not from what we're thinking, but us judging what we're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So the example I always use, and it's an easy one, is the golfer who stands on the first tee and thinks about, oh no, don't hit it out of bounds, right? That thought is completely normal and in line with being a human being, to be focused on what could go wrong, not what could go right.
Mm-hmm.
So the thought itself doesn't cause the issue. It's then when they say, oh shit, I'm not supposed to think that. I have to think about something else. Good players don't think this way. And now you've entered this battle with yourself, and it's really hard to swing the golf club when you're feeling that way. So it's not the thoughts as much as it is the judgment we place on ourselves for thinking we should be thinking differently.
Right. And I think that goes, you know, like I remember as a kid, you know, you couldn't think negative thoughts, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like that was the reaction, but it's like, oh, if you're negative, but it isn't. I mean, it's human nature and it's natural.
Yeah.
If there's out of bounds to the right, or there's water to the right, and you've just hit three balls to the right the last three.
Sure.
I hope I don't hit it.
Or the other end where you're five or six under and you show up to a hole and it's tight and you're like, oh man, I better not blow this now.
Right. Right.
Like, so the content of what we think never matters. Negative, positive, anything, neutral. It's what
does
we
matter.
Decide to do with it. What's that?
What we decide to do with those thoughts.
Yeah, our decision. Well, first of all, we have to be aware of what we're thinking. Otherwise, you'll lose the battle, right? You have to be aware. Hey, I'm having these thoughts, and now there's no judgment. They're completely normal. They may be uncomfortable. You don't have to like it. So I always say, it's not so much that we're working towards eliminating. In fact, it's none of that we're working towards eliminating the negativity or the negative thoughts, but much more in our ability to tolerate the discomfort that negative thoughts may cause, so that we don't do anything other than swing the golf club. When you stand on a tee and you have miraculously a thought about hitting one right down the middle, you do nothing but swing the golf club. Well, you can swing that golf club the same way thinking about hitting one out of bounds. Right. There's no connection.
What, you know, so I, you know, look, it, players are always saying, like, well, what's a, you know, can you give me something to help me in that situation? Right. And, you know, a good one is coming up. We got guys heading to pre-Q, right? Or first stage a month later, right? And like, I think that the pressure that they put on themselves for that is one of the most, and I think it's far more for those guys than the guys with a card playing the
Sure.
right? Because, you
Yeah, and there's still that big stigma to, or that like
know.
label of, oh man, it's all or nothing. It's either
Right.
I get through pre-Q this year or I'm done.
Yes.
That's how it feels, right?
Right. Or the other to me is, and it's created with all this social media, is the junior golfers that feel like time's passing and they're not going to have the opportunity to play college golf,
Yeah,
right? Like,
right. That's a
right?
that's a
They think.
huge one.
So to me, those are very similar, actually. The
Yeah.
kid that feels like he's running out of time to get good, and the young guy chasing his dream that's probably got somebody telling me he needs to get a job, or he's running out of
Yeah.
money, or and they go, and this is my last chance. If I don't make it, I mean, what do those, how do you handle those scenarios if you're a player?
Sure,
How
and
quickly do
they're
you
probably they're
replace them?
outlier situations, right? In terms of it being, I always think that the sophomore and junior year of a golfer's high school years are probably the hardest they're ever going to go through because for the first time in their lives, golf means something else. Meaning, if I play well, I'll get something from it. Prior to that, you're just out there. Yeah, it's nice to win and play well in tournaments. But now it's, I got to use this or I want to, if I play well, I'll get something from it. That's really hard. In Q school is a little bit similar. If I play well here, I'll move on. So I always ask it, okay, well, if you showed up to Q school next week with the idea that you didn't care what you shot or that you got through, would you prefer that, or would you prefer to show up and think it's all or nothing? I gotta make this happen, right? And no question about it, right? Would you prefer to show up to a round of golf, assuming you were going to hit 8 to 10 shot, really bad shots, or that you were going to have to show up and not hit one bad shot? Which would you prefer? It'd always be the one where you're allowed to make some mistakes, right? So working backwards from that can sometimes help a little bit. But it's also the understanding that it is a difficult situation. It's hard. But people don't sign up to play high-level golf because it's easy, right? That's part of the challenge. And by the way, that challenge doesn't go away. There's always going to be another one, right? And you may have it figured out for a day or two. But there'll always be something else.
And I want you to touch on that because, you know, I think that there's this, and we've player we've talked about Emilio, like he's done, you've done an amazing job with him, and we need to get him on here together with all of us. But you made the comment like after he secured his PGA Tour card, you're like, hey, the same things you've been dealing with, like they're going to continue just because you achieved it. And
Yeah.
I think that there's a real, and I also think that this is like a totally different way, but if you're not prepared for it, sometimes I think when people then do achieve something, they're often disappointed because they don't realize there's still other stuff to do. Like not everything goes
Yeah.
away. All your troubles don't go away. And it doesn't mean golf's easy just because you get there.
No. If anything, like it gets harder, right? So showing up this week with the knowing you have your tour card locked up doesn't make competing any easier. In fact, it could make it harder because you assume that, oh, now I have no pressure. It's going to be easy. And then when it's not, like, man, now I must be really messed up if I can't play well when I got this kind of freedom. So, yeah, it's literally like day to day. It's just there's new challenges that we face and figure out. And that's what golf is. It's constantly trying to adapt to what's happening in that moment. It's not getting to a certain point, having it all figured out, and then off and running for the rest of our lives, right?
And in another point, you mentioned a few minutes back, you know, really actually just kind of realizing and identifying what you do think and say to yourself, right? And
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, you know, I've watched junior golfers in particular and amateurs and young pros that you can watch and you can hear stuff they're saying to that. But when they get done, they've got no clue actually what they were doing or saying. I mean, really out there, like you can show them a video And
Yeah, you're
they're
right. No, there's very little
almost like, shit,
connection.
I didn't know, right? Because it's in the
Yeah.
moment. How do we, I mean, do we have people write down what they're thinking and saying when it's out there? I mean, I know way back, this is back in the old Bay Point, Panama City days, me and you
Yeah.
traveled down there getting those good wings at Patches. Those
That's
were the,
right. And the
but, and
pizza.
pizza, how good was that?
Patches is great.
You did that to a junior, and I never forget when the kid had to do that, how shocked he was because he really didn't
Yeah.
realize it. But like, what are some things like, is that a good project to do? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah, I think everyone's a little different, right? So you're trying to find the little, skills here and there that will help to develop a little awareness, right? So, some players will write a little note on their yardage book, right? Or something that they can refer back to that just brings them back into that moment. It doesn't matter what it is, something that brings it back. Or some of the kids I work with will go as far as, we have them check in with themselves, right? Do a little check-in on the tee box. What am I thinking? How am I feeling? The answer doesn't matter, right? But now you're a little bit more aware, right? And there's little things like that here and there that you can do. Because again, if you're going to be fighting yourself without the awareness, you're probably going to lose that all the time. And what losing means is we're just creating tension in our body, right? And every golfer knows how challenging it is to swing the golf club in a way that we feel good about it with any ten with some tension, right? Tension is the killer. Tension and indecision are the killers to our ability to access our skill and be free, right? That's the idea is, the work we did is just trying to develop a sense of freedom. And it's not all or nothing either. It's moments of it here and there. It's not like I have to be free the entire time, right?
Right.
We don't talk about that. It's just moments here and there.
No, I like that. I like that. And I think, you've mentioned that it gets harder, basically each step up. But it's the same for you talked about the guy that got a few under par. It's the same for the guy trying or the lady trying to win their club championship, right?
Yeah. Look, when you're playing well, golf gets really hard.
Right. And I think what helps people is understanding that that's normal, right?
That's
And
right.
to
The
me,
shared common human struggle is a
if
big
you
piece in our
didn't
ability to.
care, if you didn't care, like that whole idea that you should play like you don't care, right? Like, I don't think that's valid either. Like, I
No,
mean,
you have to care. It's a motivator, right? We want to care. We
right.
want to do well, and that's fine. We want to do well, but can you be okay with yourself if you don't? That's the idea. You feel at the end, if you shoot 60 or you shoot 80, you go on with your life in the same manner, right? That's the idea. It's that, you never want to get in a fight with someone who's not afraid to die. If you remove the worst case scenario as it being that bad, it's a lot easier to proceed, right? If you build in some time for error or what Adam Grant calls the acceptable zone of failure, if you know you're going to have 5 to 10 really bad swings in a day, and you don't get so hung up on that first one and be like, oh man, I stink. What am I doing wrong? I need to fix this. It's, hey, I have
Great advice right there.
10 bad ones today. That's going to be okay. And it goes against every possible, I don't want to say teaching, but like as athletes, we strive for perfection. We demand excellence all the time. This says we should go the opposite way, but everyone wants that. Everyone wants to be able to make some mistakes or play with freedom or push themselves to the point where, hey, if I make a mistake, okay, I'll learn and I'll move on.
Is it fair to say that demanding more out of yourself and being perfectionist, like when you're practicing, make it real hard when you're practicing? Like, and I'm talking about like paying attention to the details, making sure you're set up correctly and the things you're working on.
Yeah.
But then when you go play, you have to be more accept and understand that you're going to hit bad shots.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, look, in practice too, I think anytime I try to dummy down a little bit this, how should we practice the best way, right? Like, is there what is the best way? And if you're practicing a little bit more like you play, in terms of what it feels like on the golf course, I think that's as good as you can do.
Right.
Because everyone's, you know, this too. Everyone's like, how much time should I spend on this? What percentage should I practice? Should I be on the golf course? Or what percentage should I be doing my block practice? And I don't know. I mean, there's tons of research out now, but yet to find the perfect, you know, recipe. But I do think if you live by that little rule, like something simple, like going to the putting green with one ball instead of three, right? Or not hitting the same shot two times in a row on the range. Just those little things can make a difference.
No question. And I think that, you know, I think that the best practicers I've been around do all of that, right? Like, I think they're very, like, I think they go very specific. Like, when they talk about the block practice, they go to work on something very specific. And when they do it, they're done. And I think that they do that, but then they go do their putting, like you said, with one ball. They, you know, things that are performing, and or that then they do a portion of practice where they change clubs and targets and they try to not cross targets or hit shots, right? Like, I think that the, you know, people are looking for like a magical, what's the right prescription, but the answer is it's different for everybody, but they probably encompass all the parts of it.
I think so, and you want it right. The problem is you don't know if you did it right until it's over. You know what I mean? Like until you see what the results are. And I also say, especially to kids, like kids around here in the Northeast feel like they got to fill every minute in the summer of something, right? Because the season's short. So, well, you want to be going to the golf course because you want to, not because you feel like you have to. Right? And that's always a good question to check in with themselves. If you feel like you have to be there, it's probably not a good idea to be there. You want to go because you want to
Right.
go. And
Absolutely.
that's a really hard sell, but I think I like that message to get across to kids and parents too.
Well, and I think if you do that, that shows you're enjoying the work, the process. You've got to enjoy the process of getting better.
Absolutely. If you don't enjoy practicing, and you don't have to enjoy every minute of it, right?
Right.
It should be hard and challenging and some long hours, but if you don't enjoy that piece of it or that understanding, it's going to be, you probably should go find something else to do.
Doc, this is awesome. You've been great today. Excited about the program we've
Yeah,
got
I can't
planned for
wait.
August, or August, October, excuse me. It's going to
Yeah,
be
what else
great.
should we say about it? Or
I mean, I think if you're interested in working with Doc or I in this 1 month special program, that's going to be kind of like the beginning of what we're going to do with some of this stuff, and you're interested in a performance program that's going to have some live sessions with me and Doc together with a group. As well as some one-on-one time with Doc, check-ins, as well as some practice plans and stuff, and the opportunity for me to look at some video. All you have to do is either comment on this on YouTube or DM either Doc or I on Instagram, which is I'm at the Dew Sweeper. You're at GC3 Greg, correct, Doc?
Correct.
Or you can just go to Dew Sweepers Golf and drop us a line, and we'll get back to you. But Doc, it's been awesome. Appreciate
Awesome.
you sitting in. Looking forward to kicking off this program next month,
Yeah,
and
same here.
as well as look, reach out. I'm putting out all the dates from now through the end of March, basically for our retreats, our world famous retreats. And I know first weekend in November, Doc, I think you're going to be hanging out with me
That's right.
down at Old Palm. So if you're looking to perform better, come hang out.
Awesome. Thanks,
Talk to you
T.
soon,
Awesome
Doc.
being with you.
See you, buddy.
All right. Bye.